Irene Cara and Flashdance. What a feeling. Starting us off here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. 8 minutes past six on this Wednesday morning, 20th of March. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning, everybody.
What's the story?
How's things and all? Good morning to you. It's Tuesday. Yeah. No, it isn't. We're in the middle of the week because it's the short one. We're flying.
Happy days. Can we talk about that thing on your face there?
No, I don't see it.
Just that there's a thing on your face.
There's a little bit of an accident on my face.
There's a thing there, yeah. I don't know if it's moving or not, but it's on your face. It's on your top lip there. Just be careful, will you? Careful.
All right, let's get this out of the way
then. It's getting very close to your nose.
Let's get this out of the way. Yes, I do have the beginnings of the Barry Walsh moustache on my face. Yeah, it looks ridiculous.
That means he's not too far away, you know.
From, Young Offenders will be filming soon. Well, it's actually not filming that soon. Here's the problem. I'm such a baby-faced old fart that it takes me so long to get the proper moustache that I have to start growing it, like, weeks ago.
So you're gonna be sporting that for a few months,
October.
Let's say.
October. I'd say it'll be till October. I know.
Oh, my God.
And I have to try and get it as bushy as I can, so that's why I have to start well in advance, you know.
Right. You're going to have to nurture it and all that,
I have to nurture it, yeah. And I tell you something, I might even have to get the bit of Regain.
Why didn't you leave the beard bit on?
Oh, because it's too itchy, itchy, scratchy, scratchy. I hate it. Absolutely hate it. I do. I hate it.
You'd never go full beard, no?
Well, I saw a picture of me when I was, like, full beard this time last year.
Right.
And it doesn't look like full beard. It just looks like, oh my God, what happened to him? Is what it looks like. So as bad as a moustache looks, and let's be honest, it ain't good. It's still better than the full beard, I think. Right. I think.
Yeah. Who was it that came up with the idea that Barry should have a moustache? Like, I assume it was what's his name himself? Was it? Did you decide?
You see, this is what happens. I dig my own grave with these things. Yeah. See what happened? Well, you see, these things sound like great ideas in meetings, right?
Right.
It was when we did the movie of Young Offenders.
Yeah.
I said, it's a pity we couldn't shave all the centre of me hair out.
If that was your suggestion,
and they
too.
Went, we can do that. You forget there's hair and makeup people sitting next to you.
Yeah.
Except this time it was the catering woman on the movie because it was considerably lower budget at the time.
She cut your hair with a knife and fork.
No, yeah. She happened to be a hairdresser as well and had the gear in her car, so that was that.
Oh my God.
Then with this time,
you suggested getting the monk
thing
done.
Well, we were at a meeting, right? And they said, listen, how do we make, you're back in Young Offenders, but you're a totally different person. How do we make you so different from the movie?
Yeah.
You know, and I said, well, first of all, I won't have the limp or anything.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, but people are going to see and think, you know, whatever.
Yeah.
And I was there. Well, if I grow my hair the opposite direction and maybe grew a moustache, I'd look very different. And I went, that's brilliant, we'll do that. And I thought, oh, that's fine, that's the end of that. And then the reality of how long it takes me to grow a stupid moustache had to kick in. And then I realised I'm going 6 months of every year walking around with a feckin' moustache.
Yeah.
And I don't look British Airman. I look like wannabe Hairman. You know what I mean? It doesn't look brilliant. Like,
oh, look, people are going to get to see it anyway. In fact, people will get to see it even before you start filming.
Yeah.
Because just in day-to-day life. Somebody wants to know why you don't just use a falsie.
You can't. Apparently, they don't look the same. And they peel at the sides and they don't. Everybody knows their falsies. They just don't. They don't look as good.
Commitment to your art, eh?
No,
An actor?
Yeah. I'll tell you something, if I was half as good with my lines as I am with my facial hair, I'd nearly be a professional at this.
Oh, the dedication. Have you ever put this much of preparation into anything? I think you've written tours quicker than you've grown moustaches.
Yeah, I know. Isn't that terrible?
In fact, you've written and performed tours.
I have, yeah. I'm supposed to be 44 next week or next month. And I can't. I still can't. I haven't one hair in my chest. And it takes me 6 months to grow a moustache.
Train and Hey Soul Sister here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Just before we do the birthdays, look at that. There's Margaret on to say, PJ, you look lovely with or without a moustache.
Oh, thank you, Margaret. But
you're
just telling me what I want to hear. You see, hear the way he's doing that now, Margaret. He's trying to ruin the beautiful moment between us.
No. She's saying, stop being so hard on yourself. There you go. See, that's a bit of positivity there from Margaret.
Well, I don't know,
with
Margaret.
Or without a moustache, you're a handsome man. That's what she's saying.
I don't know. Let's face it, Margaret. With the moustache, I'm not getting cast in Downton Abbey anytime soon, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah. She does go on to say that she's wrecked, so maybe she's not thinking straight at all.
That's it, yeah. Go on and have a rest for yourself.
Speaking of Downton Abbey, that's what we should do. Could we Photoshop you into a number of possible things, you know, so that the moustache is kind of in keeping with, like you mentioned, British Airmen.
Yeah.
We could go with the full kind of Biggles.
That's true, yeah.
We could go porn star. We could go full... What'd you call us?
I think you're overestimating my growing power now. I'll be honest with you. You're thinking...
Tom Selleck.
Yeah, you're definitely... I'd need a bit of regain now, a bit of colour.
Right.
I have to get a bit of colour in it now to do that.
We could just see which one kind of... We could get Magic Mike to Photoshop your face into these various kind of, you know, and see. It might inspire you. You might come in tomorrow sporting a flowing white scarf and pair of...
A leather helmet.
Leather helmet.
A little helmet I can fold up and put in my pocket.
There's more support for you. PJ looks good with a bit of a beard. The mustache is dire.
I know.
Who's that from? Sarah. There you go. You see, you should have kept the beard.
Oh, God. No, I don't agree with you. And it's too itchy, scratchy, scratchy. I'm very physically uncomfortable.
Yeah.
Like, I'm at the stage now in my life as well where I will sacrifice, you know, looking a bit ridiculous for physical comfort.
Physical comfort, yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean? That's
yeah.
more important.
So you're at that stage in life where you'd go for elasticated pants.
You know, something. You know, Jim, I hadn't thought about it. But now that you've mentioned it,
yeah.
I did spend the entire weekend in a tracksuit. So there you go. I did. So yeah. Yeah, right. You're right.
Jim, you'll have to put in for babysitting money now for two. PJ and the mustache.
Yeah, but ain't that the truth?
And somebody, is this Dan, is it? This could be Dan now. I know PJ's bad with the birthdays, but he can't even get his own right. He must be 54 next week.
Hey, you, get out of it now. There's no need for that. Yeah. I know,
I have a feeling that could be Dan.
That must be Dan.
I don't know.
That's nasty, Dan. That's not Dan 2.0. That's so you can tell. I can tell you that much.
Right, speaking of birthdays, are you ready to do a few?
Yeah, let's do it, yeah. I'm set.
Right, what will I give you first? Actually, let's give you this first. Here, have a listen to this bloke, right? Because I really like this bloke, I have to say.
So I flew to Barbados, and we're walking around with the twins through Barbados one day. All of a sudden, a Cockney geezer comes up to me and goes, "All right, Merce, how's it going?" I went, "Yeah, I'm good." I don't know this, he's Harry's best mate. So Harry thinks I'm in treatment. He rings Harry up and goes, "All right, Harry." He went, "All right, Dave, how are you?" He went, "Oh, yeah, I'm good." He went, "What are you up to?" He went, "Just been with one of your players." He went, "Who's that?" He went, "Paul Mercy." Harry went, "Oh, my God, Dave, what's wrong with you then?" He thought he was in treatment with me. He's in Barbados. I just see him walking down the street. I come back, honestly, he was tanned up and everything. He never said a word. Never said a word, and that's what he was like.
Unbelievable.
What's that about?
That's Paul Mercy,
yeah,
right?
That's Paul,
who
right,
got,
yeah.
Who got a week off from training to go into Tony Adams, you know, the whole kind
yeah.
of gambling addiction, alcohol addiction
oh,
treatment.
Went off on his
and he went off with his missus and the kids to Barbados.
Oh my God.
And ended
God.
Up bumping into a mate of Harry Redknapp.
Oh, he's a head case. Like
I thought it was funny though when he said, "Your man Dave, the mate, rings Harry and he says, 'I've just been with one of your players.'" And he says, "What? Oh my God, Dave, what's wrong with you?" He thought he was in treatment as
yeah.
well.
And Paul Mercy, like, he is a bit of a gas man. But he's a tortured soul. It's fair to say he's a very tortured soul.
I just love him on the punditry stuff. I love
Brilliant.
Him on Sky. He's
so
always
funny.
Hilarious.
Him and Cammy are the two funniest lads.
Like, stuff that he comes out with is just mad.
Yeah, yeah. Brilliant, though. But you were saying he's gone down a slippery slope again.
Apparently, yeah. He's part of this Harry's Heroes thing. And apparently they were doing interviews with him and he's back. He's back in trouble
no.
again. He's been gambling and he's stuff like that. And so... Apparently, yeah, he's struggling again.
Oh, but you know what? I always feel terrible about people when they have these gambling problems and addiction problems. Is they always are people you'd love to go for a drink with. You
yeah,
know what I mean? They always
exactly.
they're gas crack. That's the problem. Paul Merson is a gas man. Hilarious.
Great stories.
Great charisma. Great yeah. stories. Like, you see him and you know you shouldn't. But apparently he says, "Jeez, I'd love to go for a pint with him."
Exactly.
It's so yeah. unfortunate
yeah,
for them.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they obviously know they're great crack as well. And it's inside them bubbling. It's bubbling all the time.
It wouldn't take
and
much,
And the problem
yeah.
is the crack doesn't last very long. It just becomes horror and torment, you know? I feel terrible for him. His book is supposed to be fantastic.
Yeah.
All the stories and tales and the madness
he gets up with. What is it about football books? I mean, I'm dying to read that Jason McAteer book ever since we spoke to...
Ken Doherty about it. Yeah, I know.
You loved the Peter Crouch book.
I love the Peter. He's gas man as well. Yeah, he's very funny.
I tell you.
I was watching Peter Crouch playing for Burnley.
I have a feeling, though, say, the likes of a David Beckham book wouldn't be as good.
No. No. It's not going to... Like, it'll have all the names. It'll be a real name-dropping book.
And yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
got the idea for my fashion. And he's a lovely fella. David Beckham is a lovely fella.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like, David Beckham's the type of fella you wouldn't mind being stuck in the lift with.
Right.
You know what I mean? Paul Merson's the type of fella... You want to go to a party?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, there's a big difference, I think. But I'm going to say Paul Merson. He's 54... 51.
Yes!
Ah, there we go. Back of the net for Paul.
Good man, Merce.
There you
I'll tell you what. Let's stick with the footballers, or rather ex-footballers. Fernando Torres.
Fernando Torres.
I know that's strictly unfair on Fernando Torres to call him an ex-footballer. But my God.
Saying.
He basically, he was top of the world when he played for Liverpool.
Top of the world.
Transfer. And has literally become...
Talk about the arse fellow.
He was the Alexis Sanchez honestly,
yeah,
of
he
his
was.
Time.
Yeah, the fall from grace was unbelievable.
Shocking. He's in Japan now.
Is he?
He's playing
where his
he football is? In Japan.
Yeah, that's a real retirement home now,
isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
And you know the way they, like, the Chinese teams buy lads who have one knee left and everything, but they still give them millions.
Yeah.
They throw mad money at them. They're just
I tell you. I reckon you and I could get a contract in Japan.
You see, you have to have a lot of previous.
Maybe China, you're right.
Yeah.
China probably accept us.
Yeah, Japan's getting very serious now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Imagine in
they
fairness.
They want people who have their own boots and everything.
Yeah. Imagine in fairness getting you're heading off on your holidays to Japan and you're having a kick about up the other five aside and it turns out you're playing against Torres. You're going, no one's paying me for this. You're going, no, look, that's the way his game has gone.
It's bananas.
It is bananas. It was huge for you. You are right. It was like Sanchez. It was like all this fanfare and everything. Coming from Atletico Madrid as a young fella and heading off and being into Liverpool. I suppose, you know, Liverpool, it's hard in the best of us. You know, I'm sure it wears us all down eventually. Doesn't it? Yeah.
Chelsea paid 50 million for him.
Let's face it, if Liverpool win the league, we'll all be moving to Japan next year. Ah, we'll be gone.
Right, so how old is Torres? It'll be interesting to see how you go on this one.
34.
Oh! 35!
My God.
I thought you might have overshot that one a bit. Right, okay. Let's get stuck into a few of these then. What about Michael O'Leary? Ryanair boss?
Ryanair boss?
Boss extraordinaire.
He did. The most famous cheapskate in the whole world.
Yeah.
Essentially, that's what he is.
It's hilarious. He prides himself on cheapskatery. And he's like one of the wealthiest men
ever. Because he's such a cheapskate.
Rakes of horses and...
He has a taxi he can drive to work.
The wealthiest cheapskate ever.
He's the cheapest of cheapskates. It's unbelievable. Like, I've never seen somebody celebrate. He's living Scrooge.
Yeah.
He gets visited by three ghosts every single Christmas Eve.
Yeah.
And every single accountants. Christmas morning he wakes up and goes, yeah, what about it? Yeah. Young lad, you know that turkey in the window? Yeah, it's mine. Keep your mitts off.
Yeah, keep your hands away.
What about Tiny
Stop looking
Tim?
At it.
What about him? Tell him if he wants.
Yeah.
Tell him we're charging him. It's 5 cents a chip for the dinner, right? That's the way it is.
Tell him if he wants his wooden leg on, or if he wants to bring his crutch with him, that's going to have to go into the baggage.
Yeah, yeah. If his wooden leg doesn't fit into the little cage,
yeah, he's
not
going to have to pay
with.
Extra for it.
So there you go. Tell him what that... What? Yeah. Hey, Bob Cratchit, don't think you're taking Christmas Day off, you know.
Yeah, yeah. We're flying into a place near Paris.
There's loads of people don't celebrate Christmas. They're heading off for their holidays. So he's most famous of all skinflints.
Oh.
And I have to say, he's really good at it. He's also a very entertaining skinflint.
Yeah. Although I've never met him. Never, ever met him.
No, but his interviews are funny.
I just have an instinct I don't like him.
I know what you mean.
Which is unfair for somebody you've never met.
If you were to be stuck in a lift
an instinct.
With David Beckham and be happy, or on the lash with Paul Merson and be happy.
Yeah.
You'd be happy enough just not being around Michael for a while. Do you know that kind of way? You know, like, I like watching him on the telly.
Have you not got a race to look at me? Yeah. No.
I do like watching him on the telly because he's funny and he's very brash and he's harsh. He says all the things you're not supposed to say and I like that. You know what I mean? But I don't want him saying them to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll stick with Andy Bad News, basically.
We'll stick with Andy Bad News. He's our own.
He's our own Michael O'Leary.
He's our skin flint in residence and we love him. So I got to say that Michael O'Leary is, this is hard. Well, is he in his 60s even? I'm going to say he's late 50s, 59.
What?
Oh, you're joking.
58.
Oh, you're joking.
58.
Oh, they're banging off the bar.
Right, come on. We'll squeeze one more in, right? Let's squeeze one more in. And I'm going to give you a choice. They're both actors. One, great Irish actor. I think this is the one you're going to go for because you've met her.
Yeah.
And the other is an actor in a soap, a British soap.
Oh, japers, I would.
So, you've got Steve McFadden, who's the bloke that plays Phil Mitchell.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Right. Or you've got Amy Huberman. Who is, of course, Amy Huberman.
Oh, fart. That's a tough one. Right, Phil Mitchell, I do like him. He's a gas bit of crack. I'll just hammer one out there and say he's 50. No, Grant.
He's 60.
I'll go for Amy. Tell you something to help all the heads out, some lads. I'll go for Amy Huberman then. And say, I like her.
You have met her, haven't you?
Very briefly, yeah. Oh, she's right, lovely, okay. though. Oh, jeez.
She does seem like yeah. real girl next door, sound as a pound, yeah. as well as gorgeous.
Her and your man, Brian McFadden. Brian
O'Driscoll.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Brian O'Driscoll. Jeez, that's right. I was like, they're tall. You couldn't have two more different people. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah. They both seem like they're so good looking and friendly and nice and successful.
Yeah.
But dead
and
on.
And universally liked.
Yeah. God, they're like the Irish Royals.
Yeah.
They are like the Irish Royal family. God, should I wish I could dislike them. I just can't. I'm going to say she's 38.
Oh! She's 40.
Fat to life anyway. It wasn't bad today.
It wasn't a good performance. A couple of screamers that just whizzed by the post.
Yeah.
To be fair to you.
It was a good performance. I'm pretty impressed with it now. I'm impressed with myself.
We won't ever mention Steve McFadden again, though.
No.
You were only the 10 years out with him.
That's all. I mean, it's not a lot, really, is it? I mean, I'll tell you something, baldy lads with round football heads. Pretty hard to find the wrinkles to tell the age.
And that's your news on Ireland's official station for 80s, 90s and more. This is Classic Hits.
Brilliant stuff. Thanks a million, Tara. It's almost 23 minutes to 7 o'clock. I have to say, are you sure that it's going to turn cold on us?
Apparently, towards this weekend. That's
because
what Met Aaron was saying.
I said yesterday, I don't believe it.
Yesterday,
I don't care what the
say,
Met Office says.
About 2:30.
Yeah.
I was walking around in a T-shirt.
Yeah, I went
it
for a
glorious.
Walk.
I
went
I
for
to
a
go
walk
to the
last
shop
night.
And me nip.
What?
Oh, no,
no need for that.
This one-upmanship is just
unbelievable.
Ridiculous.
Unbelievable.
I went for a walk last night about 7 o'clock and I walked for about 50 minutes and I was in a vest by the time I got home. I had to take the jacket off. I had to take like
Brilliant,
a jumper that I had. Everything, yeah. So, but apparently no, Met Aaron say this weekend it's going to get chilly again.
I don't believe them. They don't know what they're talking about.
Now, two things that Magic Mike reliably informed me or unreliably informed me, I'm not sure, this morning when we arrived into the office. Apparently, it's technically the first day of spring today.
Yeah, spring equinox, yeah.
See, I don't get that. For me, the first day of spring is the 1st February.
Yeah. No, I always say, no, how many times?
I tell
times?
You, Tara, can I just say to you in advance, you are opening the biggest can of worms
yeah, yeah.
ever.
How many times?
He will literally
St. Patrick's
beat
Day
you down with
is
this.
The first day of
but
the
I'm
Irish
with you, Tara.
New Year.
I'm with you on
and that.
1st February anyway. And secondly, it's apparently International Happiness Day.
Yes, yeah. It is.
Woohoo! So there you go.
I'm trying
so
to think of an appropriate
moaning
happiness.
Moaning about the weather then, will you?
No, we're celebrating
it. I'm saying...
You're not allowed pour on our parade
today. Yeah, I'm saying it's going to be wonderful forever.
Okay.
We need the ultimate happy tune for International Happy Day. Oh, have you a preference?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah.
Do you want to do the old
something by the Muppets?
What?
I spent the weekend looking at a vintage YouTube. Well, no, I spend my weekdays with Muppets.
Oh,
come on, lad.
Harsh.
My weekends listening or watching fabulous vintage clips of the Muppets on YouTube. Like a good size of my weekend, actually. That's pathetic, isn't
That's
it?
Amazing.
To admit, but yeah.
On your own?
Yeah.
I'm a little bit scared.
My 10-year-old son was kind of coming in and out and watching bits and pieces with me. But yeah, on my own. The
right.
opening credits are...
So is that what you'd go? Fantastic. You'd go for the Muppet theme as your ultimate happiness tune, would you?
Life's a happy song. Do you know that one?
No.
Life's a happy song when you've someone by your side to sing along.
No.
Okay, thanks.
It's brilliant.
Right, so let's get back to ones that everybody...
Oh,
everybody other
down.
Than PJ
that
knows.
Wasn't a huge suggestion.
What about Ken Todd? Happiness. Happiness. Or,
yeah, or
what's that Markham and Wise
When
one?
You're smiling. Is that them? When you're smiling. No, that's
what,
not it.
Does everything you know come from the war era? What's going on with you? What
you is see that? The jazz what? Hands
I mean,
from
I, know, here. I know it's Vera Lynn's birthday and all, but I mean, for God's sake, PJ.
I don't know. What about roll out the barrel?
Pack
your troubles in your own kit bag.
Madam Brown. 14 minutes to 7, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. We played that specially for PJ. Eliza Doolittle. And pack up your troubles. Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag. I know it's not the air you like.
No, it's
the closest I could get to a war song
pack
for you.
Pack up your troubles in your old kit bag and smile.
I'll tell you, if I'd have known you were big into that sort of music, I'd have given you Vera Lynn in the birthday guesses.
Well, I didn't
it's
know.
It's her birthday today.
I didn't know I was into it myself now. Why is Vera Lynn from back in the day?
Vera Lynn.
Gee, she must be 122. Is she?
Actually,
what age was she then?
Hang on, let's
see. Did she sing that? She didn't sing that song originally, obviously, because that song came out in like
what
the song? 1920s or something.
What's
to pack up your troubles.
No, what was her famous one?
Jeez, I don't know. Roll out the barrel.
It was probably something like that.
Papa.
There you see, Dame Vera Lynn, English singer, forces sweetheart in World War II, famous for singing We'll Meet Again. Meet Again. You know that?
I do remember
and
that.
What did you say
the
you
Muppets
thought she was?
Did that remember as We'll Meet Again. Remember the lads in the ship?
What did you? What old did you guess there a second ago?
I can't remember. 100.
Literally, you
two or something like that today.
Spot on.
Oh, you're joking me.
She's 102.
You're joking me.
I'm not. There you go.
So
I could have literally given you Vera Lynn.
Oh my God.
Who knew you were big into the old roll out the barrel?
Well, this is it. I didn't know I was into it.
Oh
I never knew
God.
I had any knowledge of it.
That's
never
bizarre.
Mind, like, I seem to be singing all the lyrics to the songs as well. How did they get into me head? I must have been reincarnated, Jim.
I think whoever texted
back
in earlier
day.
On is right. I think you've been lying about your age for a long time. I think you've been slagging me about being older than you, and in actual fact, I think you've got a good 50 years on me.
Hey, you want to be careful what you say, or I'm going to put an extra stitch in your britches. Hey?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I often wondered why, when we went around for coffee, you kept looking for your ration book and all that.
Well, you never know, Jim. I grew up in the times before there was electricity. I remember the first time I saw television. I wasn't happy. Dead people walking around talking. That's wrong. That's what I remember thinking. Something gone wrong there. I won't be having that in my house.
Wow. I'm nearly tempted to give you a point for Dame Vera Lynn.
You absolutely should get a point for Vera Lynn.
Anyway, listen, I'll tell you what we've got going on today. As Tara mentioned, it is International Happiness Day today.
It is. So pick your best records for your gramophones today.
Yeah.
Because I tell you.
We're going to put one on the gramophone. Your favourite long player. No, actually, it'll have to be a short player, won't it?
Have to be a short player, yeah.
Yeah, a single. Your favourite single on the gramophone today. Your favourite 45.
Yeah, your favourite 45, yeah.
That's it.
Maybe it's something you remember from the first time you went to the theatre and the guy was banging it out on the piano underneath the black and whites.
Yeah, your first Harold Lloyd movie.
Oh, yeah. What a day that was.
Anyway,
my 30th
listen,
birthday.
What is the ultimate happiness tune, right, for you? Get us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. The ultimate happiness tune for International Happiness Day. What's it going to be? A couple of obvious ones. There's Pharrell's Happy. There's what else will be in there? Walking on Sunshine. Actually, speaking of Walking on Sunshine, Katrina and the Waves is our Forever Young artist in the next hour.
All right, okay.
So if you want to be in with a chance to win, listen for that. Katrina and the Waves. And you could win yourself that prize to go to the Forever Young Festival. We'll give you more details, but that's what you need to hear. And then you text WIN and your details to 087-188-0008. What would be your ultimate happiness tune, though?
Oh, God, that's a big question. I can't remember the name of it, but it sounds very scratchy.
Shiny Happy People from REM came in from Happy Carrots.
Oh, that's very good, yeah. REM. Oh, God, I can't think of anything at the moment. What's wrong with me?
What about Markham and Wise?
Travelling back in time.
Bring me sunshine. Is that more your...
Yeah, yeah. Bring me sunshine in your smile. Bring me laughter all the while. When there's Germans are here.
What a tune.
Yeah, maybe that's it, yeah. When the Germans are here and the French need help and all. Or who do you think
you are
kidding Mr. Hitler?
What is going on with this show? Come on.
That's me one, yeah.
Oh, right. Anyway, let us know. 087-188-0008, your ultimate happy song for International Happy Day or Happiness Day. Also, of course, all the regulars on the way. We got Who the Man coming up after 7 o'clock. Katrina and the Waves is your Forever Young song. That's what you're listening for in the next hour as well. What else will be going on?
Perry Como, a bit of Bing Cosby.
REM, Shiny Happy People. That's actually one of the tunes that was suggested that we play for International Happiness Day. It is that today, International Happiness Day, and we're looking for the ultimate happy tune. What you would think it is, you can text it to us or WhatsApp it to us, actually 087-188-0008. There's definitely another one on the way this hour, and it's also your Forever Young song, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine.
Yeah,
that was suggested. And it's just coincidentally that that's one of the they're one of the artists playing at Forever Young Festival. We have this amazing package for you and three of your friends to go along. So when you hear us, you just text WIN and your name and details to 087-188-0008. But in the meantime, keep the happy tunes coming in, because there's been some good ones. Captain Sensible's Happy Talk.
It has, yeah.
Happy Hour from the House Martins. That's a good old tune.
Yeah, Walking on Sunshine. I forgot about that. That's a good one as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
or is
that's
it?
The one
I've lost all track of everything considering I was pre-war for so much of the morning, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, he's only coming back up to date. But anyway, whatever it is for you, the ultimate happy tune, let us know on WhatsApp, 087-188-0008. We'll try and bang a few out before the end of the show.
Yeah, and if you're about to head off working, or about to get into your car or hit the road on your way to working, you know, just at that time, we're nearly getting up, or it's getting a bit busy on the road, someone's going to annoy you. That's just the way it is, especially if you're Jim.
Gee, the nicest thing. Gee, I tell you, the road rage, unbelievable.
I do suffer a little bit from it.
He gets a little bit temper tanty, I can tell you that much. Jim's car didn't have a sunroof when he bought it, let's say. The amount of times he's hit the roof. There's one there now. There you go. There's a top 10 been done. They've done a survey. And we love our old surveys here. To find out the top 10 most hated driving habits or bad habits on the road.
Right.
And I have it here.
So the stuff that annoys drivers from other drivers.
Yeah, of course, yeah.
Right,
but before I get into it now, everybody is bad at this, right? Well, not everybody, but most people are bad at this. So 20% of people say... I won't tell you what the number one is.
Right, so are we going
they
for this?
They
are
do
you
it.
Going to give us the top 10?
Yeah, right, let's go through the top 10 then, right?
Okay.
This is stuff that everybody hates, right?
Right.
And this is the top 10 down to the number one that drives people mad. I'm sure yours will be different. That's the way these things work. But in at number 10, undertaking. People undertaking you when they're not supposed to undertake you.
Right.
I get that. Yeah, I know what that. Yeah, I get that a little bit.
Like,
I do.
What's, like, sort of pulling into the bus lane or something?
Well, you know, if I'm in the right lane for, like, a roundabout, say.
Yeah.
I'm just about to pull off and then some hooja comes whoom, too fast underneath me. Just sort of whips in underneath. You're not expecting someone to pass you on the
left. Undertaking.
Yeah, yeah. That kind of that's irritating. But we're only getting started. In at number 9, somebody not letting you out. Jeez. Oh. Yeah. You know, you do that. I find that, you know, it's always somebody that pretends they can't see you. There's this particular road, right?
Right.
You know it well. You know where the dark line comes down there, Sandy Mount, Black Rock Road,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
And there's a box junction and all there.
Yeah.
So they're not supposed to park on the box junction. Oh, no. This is going to just become me griping about it happening every day in my car, isn't it?
Right, but this is when you're going towards Black Rock,
yeah,
it?
So you're heading
right,
back into Black Rock. So you have to merge. There's a merging thing, right? And common decency says it's a zipper formation. One from this road, one from that road.
Oh, I know the one you're talking about.
One from that road. Right, common decency says that.
Yeah.
Common decency, a thing of the past to quite a few of the Black Rockians out that way. Who think they own the box junction.
Yeah, because the cars that are coming straight that have come down from, say, Merion and all that.
Yeah, they
don't want to let you
out.
They
don't want to. I've waited long enough. Yeah. So they pull out and then you're like giving them the whole, hey, I'll just... Is it all right if I... In there.
But you're right, there's a yellow box junction.
There's a yellow box, but they just drive straight on it.
Yeah.
And they won't look at you. And even if you beep your horn, they just keep looking straight ahead. Elfies. Bleeding elfies. Yeah.
Or also, there's also the old... I'll get myself into trouble. But anyway,
what,
you keep going.
Are you going on
No, I wasn't going to say cyclists.
Who are you going to say?
I was going to say, there's a touch of the old... what do they call the kind of... The mummies who drive the big cars.
Oh, the mum's taxis.
You know?
The SUVs.
There's a touch of those that they don't like to let you out at all. And they do the old looking out the other window.
Oh, yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's definitely... We can tell you something. You can blame a lot of these on quite big demographics. Undertaking. Young lad. You know what I mean? Young fella with a feckin' spoiler on a Nissan Micra or something stupid like that. Number 8. Late braking.
Late braking.
Yeah, to be honest, if somebody's braking hard late, it's kind of your fault for being up that bottom, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a weird one now.
Yeah, same for here. And then number 7, middle lane hogging. I know what they mean. But yeah,
no, yeah, that doesn't really
doesn't bother me.
Mid lane hogging.
Look, here's us. Obviously, it doesn't count.
Yeah,
it doesn't.
We're always in the fast
these
lane.
These don't bother us, Jim. So they're not important. Let's get to the ones that we care about again. In at number six, not being thanked for letting someone out.
Yeah,
yes,
that's annoying.
Yes,
that's annoying.
Yeah. You know, you do the whole after you, and they just and they don't even look at you.
Don't even acknowledge.
Not even a flash of the indicators.
No, not even a little signal in the mirror.
I personally think they should park, get out, shake your hand. Get back into the
buy
car and head on the way.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do. I do. I think they should drop, they should be throwing petrol vouchers out the window for you. I would say that. So then at number four, there's no five. Number four is a joint thing.
Right.
So someone cutting in front of you versus somebody parking across two spaces. I hate that.
Yeah.
That's my most, that'd be my number one.
The two spaces.
The two spaces.
That
thing.
Is
that's
that
my
is a,
number
that is a killer.
One. You absolute selfish jackass.
Yeah.
It's no different to getting onto a bus and there's like two seats left but you've decided to have a lie down.
Yeah, yeah.
It's exactly the same. It's so rude because you think someone's going to hit your car. Well then, get the bus into
town. Is that what it is though? Is it because you think somebody's going to hit your car?
I think it is,
or is
yeah.
it just because you're just too lazy to actually put the effort into parking in the space properly? Because you see rubbish cars.
It's probably both, yeah.
You know,
both.
Or you see vans. Lads who just, like, literally stop the van.
Oh, jeez.
And it's taken up two spaces.
I was going the other night to get myself a takeaway for the weekend. And I was going to pull down the lane that I
right.
park. A fucking van parked across the exit of the lane.
There you go, you see.
And I said to him, you're parked across... It's the entrance. I can't. And he goes, if you go down there and turn to the left, you can pull up the other way.
So he wasn't even prepared to
down
move.
Down there, take the left, and come up the other way, he said.
Even though he was in the wrong.
He was parked across the entrance to the lane.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable.
Outrageous.
Yeah.
I hope you fart yourself every day for a month.
Now, van men of Ireland.
With solids.
Consider yourself told.
Yes, yeah, so there you go. So number three, leaving your full beam headlights on. Very annoying.
Yeah.
Very annoying.
You mean that in for oncoming traffic?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Blinding people. Like.
Number two is not indicating. Well, see, we live in Ireland. Indication is kind of more.
Well, it is annoying if you kind of like, if you're, you know, if you're at a junction. And you're wondering, you know, whether you can pull out.
Yeah,
because obviously you know the other car is the right way, and then they decide they don't bother indicating they turn. It means you could have gone, you know.
Yeah, or else you know if you're driving behind someone at 15 kilometers an hour, what is wrong with this person?
Yeah.
Are you all right? You better be having a heart attack.
You better be having a heart attack.
And then they literally
like
just
those people who take corners really slowly.
Yeah,
there's no need to be that slow taking
and indicate
a corner.
Like the last second.
Yeah.
So they know they're going to turn for a long time.
Oh yeah.
But then they just indicate and whip
to make sure that you won't be able to go by them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh jeez.
Oh, I tell you.
Oh. I can feel the urine boiling inside me now. And the number one. Thing that people hate the most on the road is tailgating. That's the one.
Tailgating.
People driving with halfway up your backside when you're driving along the road and they're all the way.
May or may not be guilty of that myself.
Yeah, I don't mind tailgaters, to be honest with you. It doesn't bother me. No, because I just the closer you get, the slower we're all going. And I can see your face in my wing mirror. So that makes me happy.
Yeah.
So you
but in fairness,
get as close as you like, my
friend. I'd only tailgate if I'm stuck behind, as you say, one of those people who, you know, you're in an 80 zone, but they've decided they're going 40.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's when.
And I know what you mean.
It's only until you can get by them.
But now I know that Jim does it if I ever see him behind me. Like, if I ever see Jim coming behind me, we're going 14 kilometres. And I will drive that thing sideways to make sure he can't get past.
You see that? You see, people of Ireland, that's what's wrong with the roads today.
Yeah.
Malicious people like
sideways.
That.
Sideways. I'll be putting on me darker sunglasses so I can barely see where I'm going myself. Yeah, just to be in the Jim's way.
What did you... well, then, if that's the case, then I'm going to go to your gaff and I'm going to park sideways across three spaces.
I'll tell you something. Imagine this is starting like to be a war now.
Oh,
then I'm going to park across the road from your house with me full beams on looking into your TV room. See how you like that
right.
when you're trying to watch your television.
I've forgotten what your other gripe was.
Oh, so should I. Someone not letting me out. I'm going to lock
That's
you into
it.
Your own house.
That's what I do. I'll put park my car across your front door. Don't Call Me Baby, Madison Avenue here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Wednesday, 7:23. Lots of people texting in about their own pet hates that didn't make it onto that top 10 list. Who compiled that list, by the way? Who's responsible for that?
Oh, God, it's in the Metro. I didn't even look at who put it together.
Just curious.
I just looked at about it being the big survey that it was.
Some of the ones that didn't make it in that annoy people, people saying the fog lights thing, when fog lights are on and there is no fog.
That's very annoying.
That annoys a lot of people.
It's the same as having the headlights on. It pretty much is blinding light. A lot of people don't know once it goes on how to turn it off as well.
Also, people saying that when somebody's turning and they swing the opposite way to make the turn as though they're driving this huge kind of like, as though they're driving a bus.
Yeah, they're in a Hyundai i40 or something and they're driving like they have.
So if they're turning
like
left,
it's a
Hummer. They have to swing out to the right
passing right. Okay, I'm going left here, so everyone on my right hand side better watch out. Yeah, I know what you mean.
So that came in the parking. Somebody's saying don't visit Duleek, lads, whatever you do when it comes to car parking. I don't know what Duleek ever did, but obviously
don't know either.
It must be a parking nightmare.
Look at this. Look at this for a telling off. PJ is a qualified driving instructor. You should be in the correct lane on the roundabout, so there should be no option to undertake. That's from Simon. Simon, sometimes you're in the middle of changing lane for the exit that is coming up.
Yeah.
As you well know as a qualified driving instructor, and someone goes, here, I'm not waiting for him, and they just zip.
And sometimes, also, by the way, this survey did specifically say undertaking, didn't it?
It's undertaking, yeah.
Yeah, because somebody has texted in to say it's not undertaking, it's overtaking on the inside, is what it's called.
Well, the survey undertaking, doesn't say that.
Undertaking is what happens to you when you die.
Well, I guess he has a point there.
There's always a smart ass.
There's always smarty pants. But there you go, yeah.
And of course, you could never get through any conversation about driving without the cyclists getting a
cyclists,
hammer as well.
It's gas, they're not even motorists. It's about people who are driving. It's about driving habits. I love the way, and then all of a sudden, and there's always a Jim McCabe out there who goes, I know we're talking about cars, right? But what about them gobdaws? You know what I mean? You know what I'm talking about.
I didn't text in. Ben texted
with
in.
With that bag of change down the front of their Lycra. You know them, what's going on there?
People saying people driving with no lights. God, surely that doesn't happen anymore, does it?
You see it a little bit. It's accidental, I suppose, more than anything else. Yeah. So rather than somebody just thinking they look cool with no lights on.
Yeah, exactly. Anyway, let's get away from the bad stuff, will we? Let's get back onto the happy tunes. You can keep the text coming in for the ultimate happy tune for International Happiness Day. We'll try and get one on the go for you very soon. In fact, there is one on the way very soon. Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. And that's the one that could actually win you a fabulous trip to the Forever Young Festival, so that's on the way pretty soon.
Yeah, I think we
what
should.
What are you sniggering about
I'm
over
just
there?
Laughing because we're trying to get away from the badness and stuff.
Yeah.
But I hope there's a song about cyclists that makes everybody happy because, well, there's a text that came in that says, my pet hate as a motorist is a cyclist. Absolute animal. The lot of them. Every single cyclist. There you go.
You're looking for a happy song.
So I think a happy song for a lot of people today would be, I want to ride my bicycle.
Yeah, Katrina and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. It was one of the songs that was suggested for International Happiness Day. A lot of people think that's one of the happiest tunes you can hear.
That's a belter. That's a real tune. That is a real pick-me-up song. Come on.
Yeah, absolutely.
For
Katrina
sure
and the Waves, Walking on Sunshine. More importantly, though, it is one of our Forever Young songs because Katrina and the Waves will be performing at the Forever Young Festival. It's happening the 5th to the 7th of July at Palmerstown House in Naas. Incredible lineup of bands. 25 original 80s bands, the likes of the Human League, Level 42, Kim Wilde, Holly Johnson, Bonnie Tyler, the Thompson Twins. You got Midyore, Hot House Flowers, Jimmy Somerville.
Jimmy Somerville. I mean, if that's not the cherry on top of it already, very delicious looking cake, I don't know what it is.
Tapel as well.
Tapel, of course, Carol Decker in the gang.
Yeah. Loads and loads and loads and loads. And of course, we have an unbelievable package for you to win all this week. Basically, whenever you hear any of the artists that are performing at the Forever Young Festival, you just text WIN in your details to 087-188-0008. Do it on WhatsApp. And then we stick you in with a chance for you and three of your friends to go along. We give you all weekend passes. You all get VIP access. You all get deluxe camping packages. And the whole thing altogether is worth over $3,500. It's an incredible prize. So who's going into the draw this time?
Who is going to go into the draw? It's going to be Joanne Dardis. She's in Trim in County Meath. So how are you getting on, Joanne?
She's not on the phone, of course. She's
not. How are you getting on? Anyway, I was figuratively asking. Even though Mike told me twice she wasn't on the phone. So well done, Joanne. And again, how are you getting on? And congratulations, you're in the draw.
It was kind of a rhetorical.
Yeah, how's it going?
I'm putting it out there.
How's it going? You know what I mean? What's correct, Joanne? How's it going?
How are you getting on?
How are you getting on? Hope you're doing well. You're in the draw. We may talk to you later. We may not talk to you later. That's what I was trying to say.
Well done, Joanne. Another chance to do it actually in the next hour. Let's give you the heads up, okay? The tune in the next hour is Level 42, okay? So in the next hour, Level 42 is the song you're listening for. That's when you can text WIN or WhatsApp WIN and your details to 087-188-0008. And you could be heading along to the Forever Young Festival. Very cool as well that the money being generated from this festival, part of it is going to a new animal welfare charity called Animal Welfare Ireland.
So there you go. Cool. That's always great news. So there you are.
And if you want to check it out, it's the foreveryoungfestival.ie if you want to go and get more details about the artists that are performing. And you can still keep nominating your happy tunes. Some of the ones we've had in Bobby Darin, is it? Don't worry, be happy. Bobby McFerrin. Bobby Darin.
Oh, there you go.
That was another war one from
Bobby
you earlier
Darin.
On.
Yeah, that's one of my old
Hold
ones.
Hold the shark bait.
Yeah, one of them from back in my day.
Bobby McFerrin. Don't worry, be happy. That's been suggested. We said Captain Sensible. What else is coming in? There's loads and stuff.
It's a bit bad now that we can't think of all these happy songs off the sort of top of our head, in fairness.
Just there's so many WIN texts coming
in. I know, yeah, of course, yeah. But having said that, we are the very ethos of the show is wake up happy.
Yeah.
And we're struggling to think of happy music.
ELO, Mr. Blue Sky, that's coming a lot.
Yeah, that's a belter, yeah.
That's coming a lot. Somebody went for Star Trekking.
In fairness. I know what they're saying.
Whatever particularly floats your boat. Van Morrison, Days Like These. I wouldn't have thought that was a particularly...
Oh, yeah, no, I'd be with that, yeah.
Really?
It's a very chilled out sort of smile on your face song. Bordering on smug.
Yeah.
Bordering, but not quite. Yeah,
bordering
for sure.
Anyway, whatever it is for you, let us know. You can get us on WhatsApp 087-188-0008. We'll try and get a few more out before the end of the show. Not as many votes for Pharrell as I thought would come in.
No, but the in obvious fairness, happy song. It was overplayed for a long time, wasn't it? There was a time you couldn't go out of your house without Pharrell telling you he was happy.
Yeah.
And I think he kind of ruined it.
Oh, did he?
You know, I think he may have.
Yeah.
Well, there was a time where literally you couldn't turn on TV without seeing an ad with Pharrell, like, hi guys, I'm happy. Come and get these socks and you'll get a free oven mitt thrown in as well. You're like, oh, get out of it.
Now, Who Da Man?
Classic hits.
Who Da Man? Who Da Man? Win the cash if you can. Are they big? Are they small? If you know, tell us all. Look out. Here come
Who Da Man? So there you go, Who Da Man. No clue for Mike today, but if it doesn't get one today, we may have one tomorrow. It's looking like we may be likely to get one tomorrow. Who knows?
Have you seen Mike's face?
I have something exciting on the cards, lads.
Really?
I'm not only going to give you a clue tomorrow, I'm going to give you a clue on Friday as well.
Two clues this week.
Two clues, guys.
He's toying with us, PJ.
Double-barreled Mikey.
My clue is going to come in two parts.
Ah, right. It's a two-part.
Wow.
Interesting, eh?
That is very interesting now.
Never been intrigued. Done before.
Right, so we've one out there at the moment, top class.
Yeah.
So we're going to add to that then.
So if someone wins it today, they've effectively ruined your plan.
Yeah, technically, yeah.
Wow, so let's see if we can do that then. Right, so it's €1,310. This is what it sounds like. Man. And Richard's on the phone. How are you, Richard?
Hey, how you going? How's things?
Not so bad. How are you getting on? How's Limerick today?
Well, everything's going well. Just going home to bed.
Oh, very good, yeah, very good. A night shifter as well.
Night shifter, absolutely.
Right, so let's hopefully.
Were you out fighting crime, Richard, were you?
Fighting crime?
Yeah.
Were you out with the cape and all that sort of stuff?
No?
No, he's not even talking to you anymore.
I don't know what's happened there.
He's
Richard.
Just there. Give me the damn money and give me a guess. I mean,
Richard's obviously really needs like, to go to
God's
bed.
For God's sake, I'm tired, man.
He's actually dozed off on the phone there.
Right, so Richard, let's give you your shot. Who do you think it is?
Jeepers, Jim, you put
As I say, he's just dozed off there. I don't know what's going on.
Who is it, Richard? He's gone.
Will I tell you what he was going to say? Because there seems to
you
be
better,
a problem.
You better, because Richard's
line.
Not talking
Steve,
to Jim. Steve Coogan.
Jim has bored him to death.
What's happened there with Richard?
Steve Coogan, he's after saying, I believe.
Steve Coogan. Aha. Good guess. But it's wrong.
Oh, jeepers.
Right.
In fairness, it wouldn't have been a bad one, only we took us so long to get there, to be fair.
In fairness, yeah. I mean,
we'll try again, lads.
Cheers, Richard. Take care. Is Richard on a recording or something?
I haven't a clue.
Where was he? Did you ring him in South Africa or something? Did you? It was like a time delay.
That went well, anyway.
Yeah.
Right, so, Richard, wherever you are, good luck on the International Space Station today. And we'll talk to Graham and Mead. How are you, Graham?
How's it going, lads? You all right?
Not so good. How are you, Graham? What's your plans for the day?
I'm heading into work now. I run a coffee shop in Finglas, so I'm just pulling up outside.
Oh, very good.
Deadly. What's it called? Give it a plug there.
It's a hashtag no filter.
No filter.
Ah, deadly. Yeah. I like it. I like it. Well done. There you go. Hashtag no filter. That's where you need to be for your Java today.
There you go.
Good stuff.
Yeah, all the pastries and all the crackers went there as well, yeah?
It's just all day breakfast. And sandwiches and all the rest. We don't do
anything. See,
real food.
Yeah. Proper food.
Real food.
All day breakfasts.
Us jammy donut munchers can go elsewhere. Sling our hooks.
Yeah.
Right, so Graham, we're going to try and give you a few quid. Who is it?
I was trying to think outside the box of top class, so I was going to go with Greg Davies. He used to be a teacher, didn't he?
Greg Davies, the comedian.
That's right,
huge,
there, stand-up.
Huge, tall bloke he is as well.
Untouchables in that, wasn't he? Or not Untouchables. Oh my God.
No, but some school thing. I know the one you're talking about, yeah.
I can't believe I said The Untouchables. Like, that's a gangster.
You meant
The
In-Betweeners.
The In-Betweeners.
Yeah.
Oh my God. This is not my best morning, I'll tell you that much. What do you reckon then, Mike? The In-Betweeners, what's his name? Untouchable
anyway,
fella.
Lads, you've both avoided Graham's second name.
Oh, I have, yeah, Graham Cranks.
Graham Cranks on International Happiness Day.
I know, right?
Hey. Oh my God.
So anyway, it's important to say that. Because don't be a crank today, Graham, but I tell you, you're wrong.
All right.
Mike was disgusted. His whole pun was based on slagging
Graham.
I was
the one morning they didn't give out the second name. Oh, for God's sake.
Anyway, listen, Graham, get stuck into them all-day breakfasts. Hashtag no filter. Yeah.
It's no wonder you don't sell them, Graham. All the donuts are in here today.
Best of luck.
See you, Graham. Good luck.
Right, so that's Greg Davis.
No Greg Davis.
Whoever Richard said and from Richard, the International Space
Station. Steve Coogan, he was saying. So nobody in Earth or space has won it today, which means we're definitely getting one of two clues tomorrow.
Yes.
Unless Damien does it. So we'll see. 20 to 5, you can play with Damien. God only knows what's going to happen there.
Yeah, the Shoop Shoop song from Cher. Here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. It's just 9 minutes past 8 o'clock on this Wednesday, 20th of March. Thanks for hanging out with us, folks. Thanks for being here. 087-188-0008. If you want to give us a shout, we're still looking for your happy songs. There's definitely one on the way this hour. There's the that's the Forever Young song I was thinking of. I was getting confused there, PJ.
Sorry, Forever Young isn't happy song, no.
Well, it is. You know, to be fair, Level 42, Running in the Family.
Oh, that is great. Yeah, that's a good song.
That's our Forever Young song. But listen, some of the suggestions coming in, some great suggestions coming in for happy tunes. It is International Happy Day.
Yeah, and I've got some good news.
Really?
I've got some great news, boys. Oh, well, it's obviously not helped with that dirge in the background, but there you go, of course. UB40 gig this Saturday.
Yeah, you must be excited, to be fair, because obviously it's... Well, it's only a few days away.
Yeah, it is only a few days away, you are right.
I have your tickets here in front of me.
And the good news, ladies and gentlemen, is...
You're going to be on stage.
I am.
You're going to be getting a meet and greet.
You found someone to go with?
Jim's going up the right road here.
Are you going to get do a meet and greet?
I will be on stage on the Ray Darcy show because I can't go to the gig. I forgot to tell you, I'm a guest on the Ray Darcy show on Saturday night.
Have you ever heard the likes of this?
I'm a guest,
rubbish.
I'm devastated.
That's what you came up with.
Lads, I'm devastated. I can't go to UB40. The good news is I've two UB40 tickets for sale. Face
value.
Are you
serious? That's what you spent your time doing, trying to find an excuse.
I didn't.
Yesterday you dragged your ma into it. You were saying you had to bring your ma places.
I forgot what was actually happening.
You forgot you were on the telly.
I forgot that there was a thing that needed to be done. I have to promote this show on national television on Saturday night.
Did you ring them yesterday asking to go on the show?
No, I didn't.
He couldn't have rung the Ray Darcy show to go on the Ray Darcy show.
No, you can't.
PJ, we've done a whole thing and all.
We got your tickets.
I know you did. And your effort has been outstanding. It has.
How are we going to review it and everything? And
who cares about them?
That's
I'm sure they'll be fine. I'm sure there'll be loads of people who've been listening to your nonsense for the last number of weeks who'll be only too happy to go to the
gig
and tell you how good it was.
Been more...
Thrown
back in your face, Michael.
So what are you going to do? I want to promote this show.
I'm on a mission.
I have an opportunity.
That's unbelievable.
I'm on a mission between now and then to get you off the Ray Darcy show on Saturday night.
So you don't want to promote the show. I want you to go to
UB40.
You're making it up. How do we verify? Is there any listings that say you're on it?
I wouldn't have thought so. They do a reveal
You do realise you won't be able to lie. We will look at the telly.
Like, it's on the television.
I know it's on the television. I'm very aware it's on the television.
Right.
And I'm going to be there with the Ray that talking about right. this show and all. And it means
can we
I
get
can't...
Ray to verify this?
Well, I see. I don't know. What time? You need a phone number.
I mean, Jim, this is.
Hang
ropey.
On a second.
This is ropey.
What time is the Ray Darcy show on it?
Oh, good point.
Right, hang on a second now.
Oh, well,
we might
I
have an out.
Have to
PJ,
get there very early.
What time
stage,
do you be there?
Rehearsal and everything. I'd say about 3 o'clock.
No, you don't have to be there at 3 o'clock. Jim,
3 o'clock.
Jim, that's on the Ray Darcy show. Is a late show, isn't it? It's on at like 10 o'clock
oh,
at night.
What time are we?
Doors open 6:30.
Yeah,
you don't know.
I mean, they'll
how
probably be on
works.
Stage by. They'll be on stage by.
Oh well, they're old at this stage, so yeah. they want to get in and off. No, get on and off early.
I have to check in very early.
Oh, right.
I'd say so.
This is the reason you can't go.
I better ask them. I'd say I better ask. I think I have to be interested.
Ladies and gentlemen
lunch.
Of Ireland, what you're witnessing,
I think,
is just the most unbelievable display of throwing generosity yeah. back in the faces
generosity,
of
yeah,
your
because,
chums.
Yeah, because that's what you were thinking, right? All the things you could have given me, that's what you were thinking. You were thinking, what would he love, was what you were thinking. When right. he gave me UB40 tickets, the one band who, let's be honest, sounds like somebody is strangling cats. You know what I mean? And you thought it was generous to give me tickets. No, you tried to torture me. You tried to torture me. Well, lads, I am giving you the generosity. I'm the one that's going to be talking about you on the telly and all and saying how brilliant
what's
fellas
the chance,
are.
What's the
even
chances
though you don't deserve
that
it.
You, Mike, or me get a mention.
You better give us a mention now.
What's the chances of that now?
I'm telling
I'd say
you.
Slim to none.
Slim to
that's
none.
That's if he's even on it.
Yeah. I am going to be there.
Going to be yeah. there.
I don't know. I do what believe he's never going to. He's not that daft to come
it's
up
very
with a lie.
Vague.
No,
considering it's going to be on the telly.
It's the absolute. It is honestly almost 100%.
Almost 100%.
Yes, that it is happening, and I have to be there at 3 o'clock. I think
you don't have to be there at 3 o'clock. Yeah. That's daft.
You do you need costume?
Even Ray
and
Darcy
everything.
Doesn't need to be there at 3 o'clock.
Well, Ray knows he does it every week.
Excellent suggestion.
I only
in here.
Do it at once.
Sorry, Carol. Carolyn Swords has just made a very good suggestion. Can that segment not be pre-recorded?
Can't, no. No, they don't do that, no. They've run out of tapes.
They've done that before.
They've run out of tapes in our view.
Unbelievable. I'm gutted, actually.
I'm disappointed. That's all I can say. I mean,
well,
of Ireland was waiting for your review.
Obviously,
of UB40
I'm devastated. Obviously, I'm devastated.
Well, there you show it.
So there you go. So unfortunately, we have to send someone else. So the good news is, I won't be there. I'll be on doing the thing on the television land. And anyone else that wants these tickets, text JAMMYGIT to 087-188-0008 and we will get you to UB40 for a live review. It's going to be very exciting. Whoa, Level 42. Now that's a band. I'd love to go to their gig.
Has he just given away the
fantastic.
Tickets we got him?
That's outrageous.
He's re-gifting them.
You're right. I'm not going to gift them. 50 quid each. They're yours. 087-188-0008.
Yeah, Level 42 running in the family. It is, of course, your Forever Young song for this hour. Forever Young Festival happening at Palmer's Town House in Naas, the 5th to the 7th of July. 25 original 80s bands. A phenomenal lineup if you're into your 80s tunes. And one of them will be Level 42. We're giving you the chance, of course, to win this incredible package. You and three of your friends. VIP access, full weekend passes, deluxe camping package. The whole thing worth over $3,500. And all you got to do is listen out for whenever you hear an artist who's going to be performing. And it's a huge list. ForeverYoungFestival.ie, by the way, if you want to see the full list. But whenever you see any of them, you just text win or WhatsApp win in your details to 087-188-0008.
Yeah. So you got this aren't on it, so there's no point in texting that if you hear them. They're not there. They're doing their own show. They're going solo.
Right, who's in the draw this hour anyway, after Level 42?
For which now? For the UB40 tickets I'm selling? You mean the other one. It's Geraldine Green in Kildare. Geraldine Green, so fair play.
Well done.
You're in the draw as well. Keep your fingers crossed. And if you don't win, well, maybe we'll send you those UB40 tickets. You might need
that's
something.
A booby. That's terrible.
Yeah, there you
I
go.
Mean, I have to say, I'm a little bit hurt.
Well, what do you mean you are not
I mean,
hurt?
Myself and Mike,
you are not.
Myself and Mike kind of, you know, put ourselves out a lot. Try and get you those tickets.
I don't care. You put yourselves out so you could have a laugh at my expense. Let's be honest.
No.
Yes.
I thought it would be a good social experiment.
No, you
it's
didn't.
It's like when people are afraid.
No, you didn't.
When people are afraid of spiders, and they do this thing where they have immersion therapy and they, you know, they go and they get close to the spider and all that sort of stuff, and then they realise that there's a lot of good things about spiders. And we just wanted to do
I'm
the same for you.
I'm not afraid of UB40. I just think they sound rubbish.
We wanted to help you to overcome your issues with UB40.
I'm not afraid of and UB40. Instead, it's not a phobia of UB40.
Is it, PJ? Is it?
You're making it. You nearly made it into one. You actually had the reverse effect. You pretty much almost made me afraid of UB40. Only I got out in the nick of time.
So listen, can we just verify from Magic Mike, is that okay that we can... is he allowed to give away his tickets that we got for him? Yes, he is.
Yeah, am I allowed to sell them?
No, you're not allowed to sell them.
Okay,
You want to profit from it. You want to actually make money out of it.
No, I'll give the money to... is there some charity for Rasta music that's been damaged over the years by terrible bands? I'll give it to that.
You do realise a lot of people have started texting in Jammy Git.
Yeah, I see that. Yeah, I didn't realise.
Which is exactly what you are managing to get yourself on the Ray D'Arcy show.
I don't know what you're talking
about. What did you say to them to get yourself on?
I didn't say anything. They rang.
They rang you, did they?
They rang.
Coincidentally asked for the one time that you had to go to a UB40 gig.
Look,
they coincidentally rang you and asked you to be on the show.
Look, there may have been...
Was there other dates available?
I don't know.
Did you ask... Right,
if there was other dates available, that's up to them to have not mentioned it to me.
Right. Okay.
Whether they did or they didn't, I can't remember. All I'm saying is I got booked to do something, and I didn't want to turn down an opportunity to make you look good.
Wow, that's.
I didn't want to turn down an opportunity to say your name.
The insincerity there was.
I didn't want to.
Incredible.
I thought this is not fair. I mean, he wants me to feel pain tonight, whereas I want him to be getting a bit of recognition for the tolerance of putting up with me every day. And I think I'm taking that. I'm going to take that bull by the horns. I'm going to take the Bull McCabe by the horn. And I'm going to make it happen. I'm going to get on to national telly. And I'm going to say what a champ he is, I said.
You are. You are, Jammy Git.
So
you can text if you want to get your hands then on not just a pair of tickets, but literally PJ Gallagher's tickets for the UB40 gig this Saturday.
They're yours.
Text Jammy Git or WhatsApp Jammy Git to 087-188-0008.
Or even just text take that, Jim. or anything of any kind. Text anything at all. They could be yours.
Justin Timberlake, Rock Your Body here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim, just 20 to 9. There was a Justin Timberlake song suggested as a happy tune for International Happy Day. It was our International Happiness Day. It was that Can't Stop This Feeling. Or is it that one? Or can't... Is it that one?
Oh.
Yeah, something like that. Anyway, by the way, there's more happy tunes on the way. We're going to squeeze another one in certainly before 9 o'clock for International Happiness Day. A few belters. And you know what hasn't been suggested? I can't believe there's been no Michael Bublé suggested.
I know. Haven't met you yet and all that sort of crap. Yeah, definitely.
It's a happy day tune.
Yeah, I'm not surprised he's not going to the gig. I know, it's a great song. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He's been on TV so many times I stopped keeping count. You know that song? That's brilliant.
That's the one.
Yeah, it's great.
But anyway, if you have a suggestion...
Mike really feel pain, but the looks of his face cringing very hard listening to me singing it.
We have got... it is International Happiness Day and we are looking for what you think is the ultimate happy tune to play today. We've had Mr. Blue Sky. That was a big, big shout. That was a popular one. Katrina and the Waves came in a lot. We played that. Pharrell Happy has come in a bit.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Not as much as I expected,
not a huge amount. Can I just do something here? It sounds like I'm trying to rain on the happiness parade, right?
Right.
But I'm going to try and debunk what I'm talking about. You know the way, it's not unlike me to say one thing and then completely turn around and have a different opinion, right? But if you're sitting down to a nice cup of tea at part of our happiness day, waking up happy and all of that, that we've made this, it is World Happiness Day, of course, and you're about to pour yourself a nice cup of tea, according to the paper today, it's saying, be warned, God, that cup of tea is dangerous. Not that you might spill it on yourself, but they're saying, having a quick brew, they say, maybe the perfect way to...
Do they say that? Well, you turned into Eamon Dunphy briefly.
I'm reading
there.
An English paper. Maybe the perfect way to relax and all of that. But they say, taking a sip of your tea too soon after the kettle has boiled may cause more harm than good.
Oh, my God.
That's what it says. And it says, people who drink at least two cups of hot tea a day risk of gullet cancer nearly doubling. And then it says the study that...
Because it's too hot.
You can get esophageal cancer and gullet cancer. You double the risk.
Gullet cancer,
yeah.
Is that what it's officially called?
I never knew I had a gullet. I thought that was something that your granny used to say, like our hoojah and our didgeridoo. Yeah. You know the way...
Oh, so is there a genuine part of the body called your gullet?
Yeah, you know the way your granny goes to the doctor and tell me, what's wrong with you? Me hoojah has got a pain in it. Right. Whereabouts is the hoojah?
Well, it starts in me knee and it finishes on the top or half of me back.
Right, the top or half of your back. When do you feel this pain?
When I'm squeezing it.
And why do you squeeze it?
Because of horse.
Like, oh jeez, you're just not getting anywhere. I always thought a gullet was one of them.
I just thought a gullet was like a nickname for a
your
whatever.
Me gullet, I thought, was just like, yeah, basically that you're in your insides where your food lands type of thing. But they're saying you can get gullet cancer and all this. Now, it does say that, right, and it goes into the science of it, right? They found the risk was 90% higher for people drinking at least 2 cups of tea a day or 700 millilitres. God, who doesn't count the millilitres of tea? At 60 degrees Celsius or hotter compared with those drinking tea to lesser amounts or cooler tea. And then the study, they say, tracked more than 50,000 tea drinkers in Iran. Because we all know what they're at. Age 40 to 75. And for an average of 10 years. Lads.
When did Iran become the tea drinking capital?
Who knows? Here's what I will say. It's doubling the risk, is it? Oh my God. Well, I'm willing to say it's happened once in about 30 million tea drinkers. So doubling the risk means it's maybe happened twice, right? So I'm willing to say...
And it's just, all you do is let it cool.
Yeah, if you've had a bit of scaldy and it's maybe every so often makes you go... Sort of wait a second. I'm willing to think that cancer isn't the first thing you need to worry about,
yeah.
Right?
Mouth blisters.
Maybe a little bit of having to talk like that for a little while.
Yeah, yeah.
What's wrong with you? Oh, bump my tongue.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I have to get checked for gullet cancer. No, you don't. You're grand. These are like, this is a way, it's a really weird way of analysing the data as such. And you're, I'm after spilling tea on my leg.
Now,
something that's real.
Karma. That's what that is.
And that's the danger of a hot tea.
That's the tea god saying to you, you just mind yourself there.
Yeah, mind yourself.
We have the capacity to get to you if we need to.
Yeah,
we may not get to your gullet. No. We'll get to your goonies.
It's going to get through the stain. It's going to get through the stain in me jocks.
If we can't get to you.
And get into me goonies. Yeah, and then here I'll be. You'll hear me out.
They're just going at you from a different direction.
Yeah, that's it.
Most of us drink it. You seem to suck it up through your bottle.
Imagine it'd be terrible if I was on here now in 6 months' time going, I got gooly cancer because I kept spilling me tea on me crotch. And I'm warning everybody it's a very dangerous thing.
By the way, did you just say it will get through the stain on your underwear?
Yeah.
You made it sound like you have a protective stain.
Doesn't everybody?
I leave that stain there just in case.
Who doesn't have a protective stain in their underwear?
In case I ever got a kick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's like having
that stain of protective. It's like having a bulletproof vest.
A biological jockstrap. Everybody's got one of them, surely.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I tell you something.
So the key message here
is, I would
let your tea cool.
Is if you read this story, it does read as if you're at danger, you put yourself in danger. I'm sure there is some really negligible, tiny fraction of something that's happened to people who consistently drink scalding tea or coffee. But for those of us, I'd say we're pretty safe. And World
Happiness
Day.
But they do say it tastes better when you let it cool down. Yeah.
Well, because you can actually taste it.
Coffee does for sure.
Yeah. Do you ever see, you know the way we make coffee?
Yeah.
And you ever give that to an Italian and see the face in them?
What do you mean we make? No.
Do you know the way we make?
Wait a second. How would you make that leap?
What do you mean?
Have I ever given my coffee to an Italian?
Have you never given your coffee to an Italian? Have you ever? Right. Okay.
Where is that? How do you make that leap, man?
I swear to God,
what do you do? You don't be
in the real world at all.
Do you walk around with your cafetiere
okay.
looking for Italian blokes?
Okay, what I meant was, right, to rephrase this, you know when you get an Americano in Ireland?
Yeah.
Right, and it's so hot, right, I would buy mine tonight now and I'll have it for breakfast anyway to work in the morning. Yeah, I just leave it in the car overnight. And when you come out of the house, it's probably going to be just about perfect on the way to work the next morning, right? This time of year when it's not too cold out, you'd easily get 26, 27 hours out of an Americano.
Absolutely. Right.
You know when you get a proper coffee made from an Italian, like a cappuccino or something?
Like in a cafe type place, a proper,
And he makes it proper and it's a cappuccino or a latte.
It's really cold.
You drink it like it's a milkshake. Yeah. It all goes down in one. And you have to end up going to him, would you make a hot one this time? The last one you made me was freezing. It was like it was so cold. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And he's looking at you going, that's the way it's supposed to be, you halfwit. Yeah. But that's what I kind of meant. So yes, I shouldn't have said, have you ever given your coffee to an Italian? Because of course, none of us have ever done that. Because in fairness, he wouldn't want it.
The Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize that there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets the more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Right, number one, Perry Square in Limerick. It's the award-winning country house in the city, a boutique 20-guest room townhouse with a country house feel in Limerick's historic Georgian Quarter. Fabulous spot, and you can get two nights of absolute luxury in their townhouse suite. Sweeping views of Limerick's historic Georgian Quarter, a la carte breakfast each morning, afternoon tea for two. You get a couple of hours in the thermal spa experience, and you can enjoy all of that sort of stuff. Number one, Perry Square in Limerick. That's our destination to get it.
You're going to have to beat 11, so 12 or more is what you're going to need on Breakfast Table Quiz this morning. And it's going to be Joan Bolt in Galway who's going to take it on. How are you, Joan?
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad at all. How are you? What's your plans for the day?
I'm just on my way to work.
Oh, yeah. Where do you work?
I work in a hospice.
Oh, right. Okay. So we a good-hearted person. So
yeah. Good for you, Joan. And listen, how are you feeling about taking on this score of 11?
Quite nervous. I didn't realise it was 11. And all of a sudden my mind's gone blank.
Oh, no. It happens. It happens. Everybody says the same. So you're no different to anyone else. And I know the double scores are always kind of hard, but it's like we had a fella 2 weeks ago get 18, which was ridiculous.
I tell you, you never know how ridiculous they might fall. The questions might just suit you, Joan. You never know. So are you ready to give it a go? It's only 60 seconds.
Okay.
Very best of luck, Joan. Here we go.
What is the capital of Greece?
Athens.
On which Australian soap was Jason Donovan?
Neighbours.
How many dimes are in a US dollar?
100.
It's 10. What is the name for a pair of trousers which hang from the hips rather than the waist?
Hipsters?
Yeah, Bilbao is a seaport in which European country?
Pass.
Spain. Which sex of a kangaroo has a special pouch to carry its young?
Female.
In which animated TV show did the characters Barney, Mr. Burns and Krusty appear?
Simpsons.
Who starred as Carrie Bradshaw in Sex and the City?
Oh, can't remember her name.
Oh, Sarah Jessica Parker. What sea is the species of snake identified with a hood that spreads when it's angry or disturbed?
Cobra.
On which ocean does the west and south coast of Mexico lie?
Atlantic.
It's the Pacific, the collective name for King Arthur's knights were the knights of the what?
Round table.
Beijing is the capital of what country?
China.
What is the name given to the insulating fat of a whale?
Lobber.
What are the pointed front teeth that project from the mouth of a walrus called?
Fangs?
Oh, no, they're tusks. Tusks. Yeah. Walrus tusks.
I wasn't there anyway, I don't think.
I mean, you weren't too far away.
You weren't bad.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 all the same.
Not so bad.
Yeah, you're thereabouts. Yeah, you're being a bit harsh on yourself, I think. That was pretty good going.
Yeah, you certainly didn't disgrace yourself, Joan, that's for sure. Brave effort. Well done.
Thank you.
Listen, have a good day, Joan. Take care of yourself. Thanks
you
for playing.
Too. Thanks,
cheers.
Fair play to you, Joan. Joan's amazingly laid back.
Very laid
Isn't
back.
She?
Very cool customer indeed.
There you go. Well done.
And gave it a brave effort, in fairness. 9, not a million miles away at all. 11 is the score to beat, though.